You're listening to SBS News.
According to the latest figures from market research firm Superdata, the global video games market was worth nearly $75 billion, and it's the third largest entertainment market segment behind broadcast TV and cable. Its influence on the opinions of game players is undisputed. So the latest crop of video games reflecting what will happen in Britain after Brexit happens forecasts a dystopian outcome.
Him, her, everyone is a secret weapon. Find them, recruit them, build the resistance.
French video game company Ubisoft is courting controversy with one of its upcoming titles, Watch Dogs Legion. In the game, there's an immigration crisis of people trying to re-enter the EU. Gamers play as people fighting the authoritarian regime in a resistance movement called DedSec. Clint Hocking is the company's creative director.
One of the pieces of our world fiction is that, you know, there's a massive, you know, immigration crisis. People are being pushed out of the country. They're trying to leave. The EU has put in a pre-processing center to sort of stem the flow of people flooding back into the European Union so that they can understand what's going on and track everyone. But, you know, with the government overwhelmed, the bureaucracy underfunded, that's all collapsed. So it's become a very, you know, bleak part of what's going on in our near future, London.
With Britain and the transition process during which it will negotiate its future relationship with the European Union, it's hard to avoid accusations that the company is taking a political stance. Mr. Hocking says it's important for video games to be relevant to the real world.
We make culture, and video games are culture, and it's our duty as creators of culture to talk about things that matter to people, and sometimes that means controversy. People care about the world we live in, and we have to be able to speak to that as game developers.
Video game expert Ian Scher from the review website CNET says that the Watch Dogs Legion game reflects how much sway politics now has on everyday life.
I think it's very interesting that a French video game company has made a game about Brexit. It speaks to how much politics has invaded into our lives. And even though Ubisoft says they're not trying to be overtly political, you can't make a game like that and not somehow say something.
Ubisoft is not the only games developer that's taking a grim view of Britain's post-Brexit future. So are smaller indie studios like London-based developer Panic Barn and Manchester-based publisher No More Robots. They launched Not Tonight in August 2018, since when it's made $1 million on PC platforms alone. The video game presents a dark vision of post-Brexit Britain. A far-right government has seized control, and people with European heritage are treated as second-class citizens. Gamers play as a bouncer who must man the door at various pubs, clubs, and parties. But as anti-European legislation takes hold, it's not just people's age that's a factor, it's also their heritage. Mike Rose is the director of No More Robots.
It's present day, but it's a alternate vision of England, where Brexit's taken place, and it's a post-Brexit dystopia. We've really pushed it far. Not only are European people treated as second-class citizens, but British people with European heritage treated as second-class citizens. And you play as a British person with European heritage. 70% of people in Britain have European heritage. That's how far we've taken it.
Those involved with the game's development have their own fears for the future. They fear Brexit may have an adverse effect on the UK's video game industry, most importantly causing international talent to go elsewhere. Mike Rose again.
Are they going to stick around? Are they going to leave? Are all of these massive games which are bringing in so much money to the UK and giving us, like, you know, these rich stories, are they going to have to disappear somewhere else because they just, quite frankly, can't afford to stay here anymore? It doesn't make sense for them. They can't get the right hires.
According to UKIE, the trade body for the UK's games and interactive entertainment industry, there were more than 2,250 active games companies in the UK in mid-2018. The organisation's CEO, Joe Twiss, says the sector's future depends on continuing to attract the best talent.
The huge concern is our ability to attract the best in the world. Games are made by people, not machines. So it's really important that we have a diverse set of talent.
If their worst post-Brexit fears are realised, for the British games industry, it could be game over. Alan Lee, SBS News.